Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind. Hey guys, Adora here, and welcome to episode 4 of Today at 5 a.m. And today's thought is, drum roll, you may need to cut that signal. Okay, cut it. Get in here real quick. Let's talk. See, all the prayers that you do, the messages you hear, that positive energy, it can be zapped in a 60-second conversation with someone that you love and respect. It could be your parents, your siblings, your spouse, your close friends. There are people in your life who speak negative things to you, not because they don't want you to succeed, but because they're projecting their own fears, their own hurts, their inability to see visions for their own lives. And so when you share news in your life, they'll either ignore you in silence, or they will look and give you that face, that stare that says, wait, you did that? As in you standing here now, you did that. Like, people think you are cool online. You, this guy, this girl, normal person like this in the house. And it gets even crazier if these people measure value and God's gifting only in currency. So you hear stuff like, all these people you're teaching, if only they knew that you don't have plenty money. Or every day it feels like you're gaining so much momentum on the outside and you're losing respect among people that should support and love you. You go out into the world and you're pumped to do amazing things. You return back to your yard and your energy is completely deflated. Do you feel like I'm talking to you? Okay, so sit down. Grab a chair. Listen, bro, sis, whoever you are, just listen. The world will continue telling you to fix things. Even if you're dying physically, emotionally, spiritually, the world will say, get up and fix it. Abusive family member, they'll say, fix it. Marriage not working despite continuous effort, they'll say, fix it. Friend that always insults you, fix it. My friend, you are not super glue. As I say all the time, you are not for everybody, and that is okay. God will fix what he wants to, but if you decide to stay where he doesn't want, don't blame him for not fixing it. When you get in alignment with your assignment, understand that there are certain calls that you can no longer take. So your life will start to shift, and this often means restlessness and difficult decisions. Some parts of your life will enter immediate voicemail. You can choose to live in denial for the rest of your life or accept that God has a situation that is designed specially for you and it requires letting go. You can only wear headphones and block your ears for so long. But hey, what do I know?